USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden warned Russian President Vladimir Putin on a phone call of swift and severe costs if Russia escalates tensions by invading Ukraine. According to the White House, Biden also said that a further Russian invasion of Ukraine would produce widespread human suffering and diminish Russia's standing. Russia continues military exercises on the border with Ukraine with almost 100,000 troops. Also, Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke on the phone with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Officials are warning U.S. Embassy personnel to evacuate from the capital of Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We want to be crystal clear on this point. Any American in Ukraine should leave as soon as possible, and in any event, in the next 24 to 48 hours.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
The Supreme Court has once again ruled against an attempt to block vaccine mandates.
The nation's highest court rejecting a request from a group of New York City public school teachers who were hoping the court would block the city's vaccine mandate. Those teachers making the request after not receiving a religious exemption. Justice Sonia Sotomayor rejected that request with no explanation, but she also rejected an earlier challenge to the mandate, the appeal claiming the vaccine mandate violates religious freedom. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The man accused of killing six people and injuring dozens more after driving his vehicle through a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, pleaded not guilty to his charges on Friday. An attorney for Daryl Brooks Jr., 39, entered the pleas on 77 charges, which include six counts of homicide. The attorneys also asked that the jury be sequestered for the duration of the trial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number six. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The House Select Committee investigating the attack on the Capitol on January 6 said there are gaps in the phone logs provided by the White House on the day of the riot. Unnamed sources told the New York Times and ABC News that phone records show no entries of calls to or from former President Trump via the White House switchboard, despite numerous reports that he spoke to lawmakers in the House after the beginning of the attack. The records don't indicate there's been any tampering with the call logs, and it's widely known that Trump often used his personal cell phone and those of his aides to make and receive calls. Representatives for the committee declined to comment on the record about the gap in the phone calls. A spokesman for Trump also declined. Sources said the logs show no phone calls for multiple hours when Trump returned to the Oval Office after he gave his speech on the 2020 presidential election at the Ellipse. Supporters who attended the speech marched from the park near the White House to the Capitol, where they attempted to interrupt Congress's certification of the electoral votes. The lack of call records comes as Trump faces scrutiny for allegedly violating the Presidential Records Act by ripping up paper records during his time in office. The National Archives and Records Administration confirmed last month that some of the records turned over to the January 6th committee had been torn and taped back together. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.